Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at Friends of Kevin. So you got Jay Small with us. He's from Cinch IT, and we're talking a little bit about technology in today's segment. Hey, Jay, welcome to the show.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
So, Jay, I want to start with the bad news first. I want to go right at it today.
Sure.
We were joking before the show, and I find myself being one of these people, small business owners, we're just super naive. Well, like, Jay, nobody's coming after me. I'm a nice guy running a networking group out of the basement of my home. Who would bother with me? But aren't I just a really easy target at the same time?
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right, Kevin. It's kind of a common misperception nowadays that people aren't a target because they're not, you know, super visible out there. They don't have a brick and mortar location per se, or they're just working from their home. But the fact of the matter is that nowadays everybody really is a target for a cyber attack. It's not like somebody's driving around looking for you physically. What they're doing is they're just scanning IP addresses. And if you're not doing the proper things to secure your network and you've got sensitive data on that network or access to sensitive data on that network, then yeah, you very well could be a target. And like you said, you'll be a pretty easy target if you're not doing the right things. So I see that all the time where people I had a client actually, or a potential client that I met with a few weeks back. You know, they're in the middle of nowhere, Western Mass, way off the beaten path, and they don't have any security measures in place. And when we started talking about that stuff, he was adamant that, you know, nobody's going to target him because he's in the middle of nowhere. But that's not how it works. Nobody's looking for your physical location to get you with a cyber attack. Somebody could be on the other side of the country, and they're still going to be able to get you if you don't have the right systems in place.
But even just how hot it is nowadays, you know, you get an email from someone you already know. Just, you know, hey, you know, I saw this video, Cap, I thought of you. And bam, you know, you got hit. You're like, oh, you know, it's from Jay. You know, it looks like it's an IT video. I'll click on it and see what happens. It's just super easy, right?
Oh, absolutely. And we're seeing this a lot with people out there at different organizations where the emails are actually looking like they're coming from you know, CEOs or CFOs or VPs of the organization, and they're being emailed to, you know, fellow employees asking them to, you know, give them their phone number or give them some sort of, you know, contact info because they misplaced it and they're out on the road. And then next thing you know, they're asking somebody to wire them money or to pick up gift cards or to do something like that. And it's really crazy, you know. If you're a business nowadays, you really need an enhanced spam filter on your email. The standard Outlook spam filter or Gmail spam filter just isn't going to cut it nowadays because, like you said, Kevin, somebody could send you a link or they send you a video. And if you're not, you know, downloading that email into a secure server, you click on that link and it's going to encrypt or, you know, ransomware, at least give you a virus onto your whole network, your whole server, whereas if you have an enhanced spam filter, a lot of these people are, these email providers are using cloud email servers that, you know, they'll filter emails through first. So if you happen to make a mistake and you download one of those viruses, they can just wipe their cloud server and it doesn't actually touch your physical email server. So it's really, you know, crazy the amount of businesses out there that aren't taking that little extra step to protect their emails. But email really is the number one way that businesses are being hacked nowadays. So it's definitely something people should be focused on. And if they're not doing anything other than just, you know, the standard Outlook spam filter, then there's definitely an issue there. And there's definitely an opportunity for somebody to come in and hack that network.
So, Jay, the other thing that we were joking about before the show is I work from home. So I'm often, you know, out at coffee shops meeting people, eating cookies. And I look over at the next table, and there's somebody, you know, on their internet banking, you know, in the coffee shop on their Wi-Fi. No good can come from that, right?
Yeah, you've got to be pretty careful where, you know, what Wi-Fi connection you're using and how trustworthy that is. You know, there's people out there that'll make phony Wi-Fi connections so that, you know, you tap into there and enter some credentials, and next thing you know, they've got access to your computer. But, you know, if you're just going on the Panera guest network, that's probably not going to happen to you, but you should still be aware of what you're doing and who else could be, you know, around you when you're doing that stuff. It's not typically a good idea to be looking at sensitive information from a public, you know, place like that. Especially, you know, you were telling me before we started the show that you have some friends that walk away from their computer while it's at a coffee shop and just leave their screen up. And then that's an issue as well. And actually diving even deeper into that, the state actually mandates, the state of Massachusetts, that is, mandates that every single person that has access to sensitive data on their computer, and they're using a company computer or a computer for business, I should say, they need to have protocols in place where that screen times out after a certain period of time and it actually locks out. And it's for that very reason that you shouldn't be able to just walk away from your computer and then 20 minutes later or 30 minutes later, that screen's still up with all the information still accessible on there. So the state actually does mandate certain things. And it's funny how many people, well, not really funny, but I guess it's kind of scary or maybe a little sad, how many people aren't aware of the state's recommendations and the state's guidelines towards that. So a lot of people are kind of, you know, doing things the wrong way, but don't even realize it. And that's part of what we do is educate the public, educate the communities that we work in on really the best ways to handle data and to handle sensitive information.
Yeah, because I can remember, you know, going back to, you know, 10, 15 years ago, back in my corporate day, you know, I was lucky enough to have a laptop before everyone had one. And we all used to take them home at night because, honestly, Jay, because it was cool. Well, wow, I got a laptop. I can take it home. And then you start thinking about the things you just said, you know, like, hey, I have, you know, as CFO, I have a spreadsheet on my laptop that has every customer of the bank's name and account number. You know, what if, God forbid, someone steals that laptop? You know, once all that stuff started happening, you know, I remember sitting down with it, with the people at laptops going, hey, guys, they're not taking it home anymore. The risk is just way, way too high, even with everything. It's just, God, someone, you know, takes it out of your car. The liability is just too high. And honestly, I'm like, how often do you actually use it? You know, just like, look at me, I got a laptop. You take it home, and maybe once out of 7 days, I'd actually open it when I get home. It just, you know, people just don't understand the risk of, you know, what is on their laptop. If you're like, hey, do you have any, you know, confidential client information? That could be, end really badly for you.
Yeah, I mean, nowadays it's tougher for people not to take a laptop home because the nature of the workplace, it kind of has shifted to those bring your own device policies and, you know, working remotely and working from home. So, you know, people need to make sure that if they're going to work from home and they're going to have their laptop in their car or in the coffee shop or whatever, they've got to have a few, you know, things in place. One of those are the screen timeouts and screen lockouts that we just talked about. The second thing is you need to make sure that your laptop's encrypted. If somebody gets their hands on that laptop or somebody steals it or, you know, you leave it behind, I've heard of people just forgetting it at a coffee shop, honestly. But you've got to make sure it's encrypted because that's going to protect you from somebody really being able to get onto that computer. If it's encrypted at the boot level, they're going to need your encryption key to get in there, and it's just going to lock out the laptop and actually brick it out if they enter the wrong key. So that's actually, again, going back to those state mandates, that's something that the state's now mandating that people do. If they are going to use a laptop for business purposes, it needs to be encrypted at the boot level. And as I'm referencing these state guidelines, if anybody wants to look those up for themselves, if you just go into Google and search 201 CMR 17, or maybe put an MA before that for Massachusetts, MA 201 CMR 17, those are Massachusetts guidelines for doing business in the state of Massachusetts, the things that you need to have in place. And I will tell you, from being out there and going to potential clients and conducting cybersecurity audits for people, about 80% of people that I meet with would fail in the eyes of the state if anything happened, and they were compromised or breached. So it's something that people should be aware of, because you don't know what you don't know. And that's what I'm kind of running into nowadays, is we're just out there trying to educate people and conduct these free cybersecurity audits for people, not as a way to say, oh, gotcha, because at the end of the day, we don't care. We're not going to come fine you as Cinch IT. We can help you to prevent those fines, but it's the state that's going to come and fine you if you have, a breach or any sort of issue with your cybersecurity. So it's something that people need to be aware of.
Yeah, it definitely makes sense. So now, Jay, when you're out meeting with potential clients, I'll often imagine the question you get is, hey, why should I outsource the IT? Why don't I just go and hire somebody to handle that for me? To me,
In
my experience, it makes sense to outsource it, because you just bring a different skill level to the table that I probably can't afford to have in-house 40 hours a week.
Well, that's absolutely right, Kevin. And even more so than that, like we were talking about, a lot of people nowadays have remote workforces where people are working from home. So they're not always in the office and they can't always go to the IT guy to get help. And also nowadays, people, especially with some of the industries that we target, they have multiple office locations across the country. So, if you're looking for one person to solve issues across 8 or 10 offices, it's just not really feasible. And also, like you were saying, you're going to have to hire a pretty high level person. You're going to have to pay them their salary. You're going to have to give them benefits when they go on vacation. Who's handling your IT then? You probably have to have two people at that point. So it just becomes very difficult for especially a small to medium sized business to even afford that kind of support. Whereas we have a full, enterprise level help desk where people can call in real time, get somebody on the phone. 90% of the time, they're able to resolve their issue right over the phone in live time. And then if we need to send somebody out on site, we can be there within an hour and, work to resolve those issues. And there's no additional charges for that. So typically we'll come in about half the cost of if you were going to hire somebody on site, to be your IT person. And also, like you were saying, you've got a big project coming up or going on or anything like that. If that person that you hired internally doesn't know what to do, you're going to have to end up outsourcing part of that IT anyway and hiring a company like us to help them out anyway, or you're just going to have them go on YouTube and on, the Reddit forums, and hopefully they can figure it out. But it's kind of a scary way to do business nowadays. So if you don't have the money to hire, a full IT staff, because nowadays that's really what you need. You need people focused on cybersecurity. You need people doing the day-to-day help desk password reset stuff. You need people doing the on-site stuff. You need people setting up the network and managing the network. It's a team of people you've got to hire. And if you don't have the resources to hire that team of people to be your own internal IT department, that's where we come in. We can do that for you and at a fraction of the cost.
So now, one of the things you mentioned is doing security audits, because for a lot of business owners, they may have, found somebody to set up their network, but it's, your friend's cousin, and you're like, I'm not 100% sure it's done right. Is there a way for them to audit that to see, okay, is the firewall secure, are there open ports type of thing? Can you guys come in and kind of do that type of audit?
Absolutely, and we're happy to. That's actually how we meet all of our – everybody who's a client now has gone through an initial cybersecurity audit with us, and that's something that we do for free. It's a complimentary cybersecurity audit. It's not like every single person would come out and run this audit for decides to do business with Cinch IT. Some people do want to just, do some due diligence and double check their processes. And we're happy to do that, because we know that, the nature of IT support nowadays, if you're all set right now, things may change in the future. You may be growing, you may be scaling, but we just want to come in there. We'll come in, give you some free advice, give you some free pointers on what you should be doing, maybe some things you could tighten up, maybe some compliance areas that you're missing, like we talked about. And we'll just give you that report. And, if we can help you in any way and we can be a resource for you and it makes sense for us to work together, let's do it. But, if you're all set and you've got things tight and there's just some things that you want to double check, I'm happy to come out and do that as well, because it's all about, educating and helping the community. I really do believe that a rising tide raises all ships. So if we can all get on the same page with the cybersecurity stuff, that's really the ultimate goal.
So, Jay, that has been the fastest episode. We got about a minute left. So, one, what is your service area? And secondly, how do people reach out to you? How do they learn more?
Yeah, so we're all over the Northeast, but my specific territory is Greater Boston. If you're anywhere from Boston to Worcester, I'm happy to have a conversation with you. You can email me at jsmall, the letter J, SMALL, at cinchit.com. You could go to cinchit.com and find us on there, or you could give me a call directly at 508-340-9914. Again, that's 508-340-9914. And I'm happy to have a conversation, even if you just have a couple of questions or concerns or comments, anything like that, we're happy to address that and have the conversation.
Beautiful, Jay. I really appreciate you taking the time out of the day to call on the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kevin, and thanks for all that you do.
Hey, have a great day. Bye, bud.
Thanks. You too, man.